Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Welcome back. Each week on Wisconsin's Afternoon News, my co-host Julia Fellow and I talk to the travel secretary Ann Sayers. Always a fun conversation, especially this time of year when Ann is bopping all about the state. She brings us up to speed on all the cool things that are going on. And this month is National Dairy Month, and that was the focus of our conversation with Ann. She is the best. Wisconsin's the best. It's a super sweet time of year because it is National Dairy Month. Here to discuss it is our travel secretary, Ann Sayers. Ann, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Time to get moving.
Give us a couple of stats. How big is dairy in our state?
Mm-hmm. 3,300 dairy farms and 1.28 million cows, and our 1,200 licensed cheesemakers produce a quarter of America's cheese. And that is why we're celebrating June Dairy Month in Wisconsin.
Yes. That's perfect. And a lot of children can learn while they're off on summer break, a dairy breakfast event to learn about dairy farming. That's really cool.
Farmer, enjoy a delicious meal, and they're happening throughout June, where farmers are inviting the public to these family-friendly events, the Dairy Breakfast. They're a mix of fun, education, and food. You're typically going to have a country-style breakfast, go on a tour, learn about dairy farming, and enjoy some kid-friendly activities. One option to consider is in Shawano County. They have the Brunch on the Farm that's taking place Sunday, June 22nd at Olson Dairy Farms. There's guided tours that will show you state-of-the-art robotic milking systems, and the kids are going to love the petting zoo. There's wagon rides. And for more farm fun, you can tour the barn quilts of Shawano County. So barn quilts are the geometrically designed patterns. They're painted on plywood. They're attached to the barns. And they're so beautiful. They brighten up the landscape. You're going to discover more than 400 of these rural pieces of artwork while you're cruising just through Shawano County.
I've been up there. I have family from the Shawano area. And it's really, really cool because they're like unexpected surprises as you go through the countryside. It's a pretty sweet thing. Speaking of sweet, cheese capital of the world, get festive there in Sheboygan County. Tell us about that.
Yes, Plymouth. It's hosting the Cheese Capital Festival on Friday, June 27th and Saturday, June 28th. The Sheboygan County community is home to globally known, we all know it, cheesemakers like Sartori and Sargento, and the reputation for cheese excellence that they bring is reflected in the festival activities. You're going to enjoy entertainment like cheese-themed parade, and get this, a cheese-eating contest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then you also have to catch the Road America Car Parade. This is a new addition to the festival. I'm really excited about that. And then you can savor tons of cheese-centric dishes, dance along to live music, make memories with your kids at the petting zoo. There's a farm feed playground. And then be sure to stop into the cheese counter at the Dairy Heritage Center while you're in Plymouth. This shop stocks a wide selection of artisanal cheeses and pairings from all around the community. Order one of the delicious lunches. They have paninis or mac and cheese, and beef up your cheese knowledge through interactive videos and quizzes.
Super cool. And you can learn about the heritage of cheesemaking, too, in Wisconsin.
This is an absolute must-do. You have to step into the past by visiting Monroe in Greene County for lessons in cheesemaking. The National Historic Cheesemaking Center and Museum, this is the go-to destination for the history and heritage of Wisconsin's most famous product. Visitors will discover a shrine to the dairy industry. The center covers the story of cheesemaking from the late 1800s into the 1900s. You can see historic artifacts and equipment. You'll hear colorful stories from knowledgeable tour guides. And you even get to tour a century-old farmstead cheese factory that was relocated right there to the center. And then you can get more in tune with the dairy industry by actually spending the night at a dairy farm, Wegmuller Farm. That's near Monroe. They welcome guests to stay the night at this fourth-generation dairy farm. You get a tour of the farm. You get to meet the herd of milking cows, along with other farm animals that include horses, chickens, donkeys, and lovable pigs.
That sounds so fun. All right, Ann, as we celebrate Dairy Month, what is your favorite dairy product?
Cheese.
Which kind of cheese?
Oh, I love all the cheese. Cheddar?
I like mozzarella a lot. Sharp cheddar, extra sharp cheddar. Yeah, aged cheddar.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like cheddar a lot, too. Do you like it really sharp or not quite so bitey?
Yes, definitely the sharper the better.
Oh, yeah. I'll go to it being 40 aged.
It's so good with wine, too. Like, you have some of that a nice thick slice of cheddar cheese and some wine. How good is that?
Yeah.
Ann, what's on the travel list? We kind of live through you, you know. Where are you going coming up here in our great state?
Well, just today I get to visit Kenosha, one of my favorite places.
Oh.
I got to see the historic lighthouse, and I got a little preview of their upcoming classic car show, which is going to be so cool, happening in July.
Did you see this list from Travel Leisure magazine? It had the best lake vacation spots in America. And three Wisconsin lakes were on there, including a place I know you think is pretty cool, Lake Superior.
Mm. Woot, woot. That's us. Yes.
Is that awesome deserved. When we get honored and recognized?
Yeah, and Lake Winnebago, really, too. I love Lake Winnebago.
Yep, that was on there, too. Yeah.
We deserve to be on those lists, and I'm just so happy to see Wisconsin making their, you know, presence known on national and international lists, stages everywhere right now. It's really feeling fun.
I agree with you. She is Ann Sayers, the Travel Secretary. Always great stuff. Ann, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
So many great things at that state website, travelwisconsin.com. You should check it out. Plan your trip. Get all sorts of info right there, travelwisconsin.com. If you'd like info on the show, it's really easy. Check out WTMJ.com. We are back next week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Have a great rest of your weekend. I'm John Mercier. See you next time.